Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Behar by Revi. Revi, this is really Shishi in Behar, but we have to do Revi today because they're Mechuborn. From Revi till Chamishi. Pasuk Lamites, V'chi yamuch achicha imoch, if your brother becomes poor or impoverished with you, V'nimka loch, and he's sold to you, Leisavid boy avoides oved, you should not work him with slave labor. Zotrashi vosmentos, avoidas oved, avoidas shel gnai. This refers to a demeaning type of a work. Shehei nicker bo ke eved, and if he does this work, it'll be nicker that he's an eved. He's like a slave. For example, shel yoylich kelev achrav, that he should not carry the master's clothes behind him. Lebeis amerchetz, to the bathhouse. Vlo yinaloi minolav, and he should not put the master's shoes on the master. Those are bizoyin avoidas of gnai. Pasuk mem, kisachir kisoyshav yihye imoch, like a sachir is a hired worker, like a toyshav who is a resident, he should be with you. Ad shnasa yoyvil yaved imoch, until the yoyvil year he should work with you. So drashi kisachir kitoyshav, avoidas karka umaleches umanus. This is avoidas karka, meaning work of agricultural work on the fields. Umleches umnis is the work of a craft. Kishar sechirim hisnaig boyuch. You have to treat him like other hired workers. Atchnasa yoivil in paga boyoivil. If yoivil comes, he meets up with the yoivil of neishayshon before 6 years. A yoivil mitzion, mitzia. So the yoivil takes him out of his avdus. Pasuk mem aleph. V'yatzam eimoch. Then he should leave you. Hu uvanov imoy. Him and his sons with him. V'shavel mishpachtoi. And returns to his family, velachuzas avoisov, and to the nachlo, the heritage of his fathers. Yoshev, he shall return. Zok Rashi, who von of imoy, he and his children with him. Am Rabbi Shimon, zok the heiliger Rabbi Shimon gezokt, im hu nimkor, if he was sold, bon of mi machron, who ever sold his children? So why does the pasuk say these children should leave you, if they were never sold into avdus? From here we see Shirabi Mechuyev Bimizoinas Bona. From here we learn out that the master is Mechuyev to supply the food of his children. Velachuzas Avoisov, El Kvoid Avoisov, to the Kvoid of his ancestors. Vein Luzalzaloi Bakachin, he cannot embarrass him and put him down and demean him by this, meaning that the fact that he's an Eved, he can't put him down. Achuzas is a heritage. Cheskas, what does that mean? It has a chazaka, meaning that it's established. That the Gemara says in Makkos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that it's his. Pasuk Chof Pasuk Membeis Ki Avodai Heim, because they are my slaves. Asher Itzesi Oysam Eretz Mitzrayim, that I've taken them out of the land of Egypt. Lo Yumachru Mimkeres Ovid, they cannot be sold by a selling of an Eved, of a slave. So Rashi Ki Avodai Heim Shtori Koidim. My shtar, my contract, which says that he's my eved, comes first before the contract of his present baal, his master. Lo yimachru mimkeres oved, they cannot be sold by selling, like the selling of a slave. Bachrozo, by announcing it. Kan yesh eved limkor, here we have a eved for sale. Velo yamidenu al eved alekach, and you cannot stand him. The moicher is not allowed to stand him, this eved up on the selling block. Pasuk mem gimel. Leisir de boy v'forech, you're not allowed to work him through hard labor. V'yareisa melikecha. Oh, and here you have to fear your God. Lezot Rashi, leisir de boy v'forech, vos mentos. Melocha shalei de tzarech, that means work that you don't need. Kedei la noises, stam, you just want to bother him and be mitzayim and torment him. Al toimer loy, don't say to him, hachem li esakoy sezeh, warm up this cup for me. V'hein de tzarech, but the master doesn't need it. Ador tachas a geffen, or you hoe under this geffen, under this vine. Achi ovi, until I come. Adgonish besefas adon. This is in Gansi, doesn't need it, right? You're not allowed to do that. Shema toime, maybe you'll say, ain makir badover. Nobody's going to be able to tell me about this. Im litzoyrech, if I need it. Im lav, I don't need it. Voimar niloy, and I'm going to tell the slave, shul litzoyrech, I'll tell him, yeah, I really need it. Hare adover zem mosul lelev. This Indian's given over to a person's heart. That's why it says v'yareisa melukecha, that you have to fear Hashem, because anything that Rashi keeps on repeating that's moser l'libay shel adam, you have to say v'yareisa melukecha. It says v'yareisa melukecha. Rebbeinu Shlomo knows what's doing in your heart. Pasuk mem dalid va'avdecha v'amoscha asher yiyuloch, and your eved or your ama, your maid servant that you will have, who you own, me'esa goyim asher sviv seichem, Mehem tiknu eved va'oma, from the goyim, the nations that are surround you, so you're allowed to buy a slave, an eved, or an oma, maid servant. So Rashi, me'eis ha'goyim, from, oh, before, va'avdecha va'amoscha shiyulecha, im toimar, you'll say, im kein, b'mesh tamish, who am I going to use for these avoiders? B'avodai eini moshel, I don't have full authority over my avodim, v'sheva umay seini noichel, and nor am I allowed to take any bailus over these members of the Sheva Umois who had the land of Canaan, Shari Zartani, because you see, you gave me Azoro, Lesachai Kol Nishom, you're not allowed anybody to live. Salami Yisham Sheni, who's going to serve to me? So the Torah answers me, Esa Goyim, Heim Yuluchal Avodim, they shall be to you for your slaves. Asher Sviv Aseichem, who surround you, Veloisha Betoich Gvul Arzachem, not the ones that are in the boundary of your land. Sherei Bahem Amarti, because by them I've said Lesechaye Kol Neshom, you're not allowed to leave any soul to remain alive. Pasuk Memhei Vegam Mibnei Toishovim Agorim Imochem. Also from the children of the Toishovim, these are the residents who live with you. Mehem Tiknu, from them you're allowed to buy. Umi Mishpachtom Asher Imochem, and from their family that's with you. Asher hoylidu be'artzechem, that they gave birth in your land. V'hoyu lachem l'achuza, so they could remain for you as an achuza, as your inheritance. L'trashi v'gam ibnei atoshovim, shebo misviv asechem, that came from the lands around you, but not the natives of Eretz Canaan. Lisa noshim, to marry Canaanim, the women Canaanim. Be'artzechem, in your land. V'yoldu lachem, and these women gave birth to these toshovim. Haben, the son. So who does he go after? Hoylechacharav, goes after the father. Ve'ein bechlal loisachayim. He's not nichlal in the lav that you're not allowed to stay alive. Elo atamuter liknoisa, you're allowed to buy him. Be'evet as a slave. Mehem tiknu, from them you're allowed to buy. Oysam tiknu, you're allowed to purchase them. Pasuk mem vov. Visnachaltem oysam livneichem achareichem. You are allowed to keep them in your rishus for your sons after you. Lereshes, as a Yerusha for them. Achuza la'olam b'hem tavoidu. So if you want to keep them reshes achuza as an inheritance, as your own possession, you're allowed to do them, but you have to work with them forever. Uva'achechem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'achiv lo'isir deboi b'forach. But with your brother, who the b'nei Yisrael, each man with his brother, you're not allowed to make him do hard labor. So Rashi, los meintos v'snachaltem oisim levneichem. Hachziku behem, hold on to them lenachla as a your own possession. Letzerich b'neichem achreichem, for the sake of your children after you. Lo yitochem, it's not shaykh to say lefarish to explain. Visnachaltem oisim levneichem, meaning hanchilum levneichem, that you give them, bemoyish them, you bequeath them to your sons. Shem kain, if that's the pshat, hoylei lichtev, it should have said vinchaltem oisim levneichem, you shall give it over, beirusha, bequeath to them, to your sons, in the lashon hifil. Elamai, it doesn't say that, so you have to say that you have to keep them in your rishos for your sons. Visnachaltem, as letzoyuch b'neichem achreichem. That's what Rashi's saying. Hachziku b'chem, hold on to them lenachla as a possession for yourself. Letzoyuch b'neichem achreichem, for the sake of your children after you. But you can't say that it means visnachaltem oizem b'neichem, that you be moyish them to your children. Meaning, that's not what you're doing. Even though Be'etzim, that's what you are doing, because you're holding on to it till you give it over to him. He's just saying like this. He's saying like this. As like, if the Torah would have said to translate just when it says v'snachaltem, you should give it over, right? Should we use the lashon of hinchaltem? So why does the Torah say v'hisnachaltem? What's the difference? Because v'hinchaltem is a lashon hifil, and v'hisnachaltem is a lashon hispoil. So why does it say v'hisnachaltem? He says, "Al pi diktuk, it's used here to tell you that this word also means that you should keep them for yourselves and for your sons. Meaning, you should keep them for yourselves, for your sons. Al kaponim, but lemaisa, okay, there's different gersoyos here, but that's the maisa we have the gers in front of us. Okay, al kaponim v'snachaltem sees, you should keep them in your rishus for your sons. Okay, this is like you shall be machazik yourself, strengthen yourselves. Ish ba'achiv, a man with his brother, lahavi nasi ba'amav. This includes a nasi who's a leader in the Klal Yisrael. Umelech b'mishorosim, and a king with his servants. Shalir does beforech, that also you're not allowed to make them do hard labor. Pasuk Mem Zayin. V'chisasik yad ger v'soyshav imoch. Umoch achicha imoy. If let's say the hand of a ger who is a foreigner or soyshav who is a resident with you will be masik, will achieve. Umoch achicha imoy, and your brother becomes very, very poor with him. V'nimkar l'ger toyshav imoch. So, and he is sold afterwards to a ger toyshav, which is an alien, or toyshav is a resident with you. Oy le'ekir mishpachas ger, or to an avodizoro, that's a getchka, an idol of the family of a ger who is an alien. What's meintos? So Rashi, yad v'ger v'soyshav, yad ger v'soyshav, ger v'hu toyshav means a ger who is a toyshav. Ketargum, like the Targum Onkelos says, aral v'soyshav, a resident who is a goy. V'soyfer mechiyach. The end of the pasuk, it means that it is a right to that, because it says v'nimkar l'ger toyshav, and he sold as a to a ger that's a foreigner, an alien, l'ger toyshav, a resident with you. V'chisasik yad ger v'soyshav. Mi gorim lo shiyashu, who caused him to become rich? Dibuka imoch, that he was attached himself to you, that's what's goyim him to become rich. Umoch achicha imoy. Mi gorim lo shiyamach, what caused him to become so impoverished? Dibuka imoy, this that he had shaychis with the goy. Al yedei shalomad mi maisim, because you learned from the goy's maisim, his actions. So meila, that's what caused him to be moirid in his he should become a poor man. Mishpachas ger, this is a ger's family. Ze oivid kechavim umazolos, this is a oivid avodizoros, oivid these idols. Kishehu oimer, when it says laeker to a getchka, to an idol. Ze hanimker, this is one who sold lavodizora atzma, to the getchka itself. Li yos lo shamish, to be a servant for him. Veloy leelohus, but not for to make him into a god to worship him. Elo lachtoy veitzim, to either chop wood, v'lishev mayim, or to draw water. So that's what it's referring to over here. Because if chas v'sholom, he would practice the savoy dezara, so then lemaisi would be mechuyif to the maskal davos as to be poidim. So lemaisi must be, it's not talking about mamash avoy dezara. He's working. He's a vasa treger. He schleps water. He's a wood chopper. I have a couple of them. That's a certain avoy that he does. Pasuk memches achrei nimkar. After he's been sold, geula ti eloi, he should have a geula, you should redeem him. Echod mi echov yigolenu, one of his brothers should redeem him. So Rashi, geula ti eloi, you shall have this redeeming, this redemption, miyad, immediately. Al tanicheyu shiatama, do not let him there stay there, that he should become assimilated and mixed up amongst the goyin. Pasuk memtes, oi doidoi, or his uncle, oi ven doidoi, or his cousin, yigolenu, should redeem him. Oi misheer besoroi, or any relative of his family, mimishpachtoi, from his family, yigolenu, shall redeem him. Or yisiga yadai v'nigol, or let's say he has his own means and he could afford to redeem himself, so he should be paid himself. So Rashi pasuk is in Shtokin Rashi pasuk nun v'chishav im koineu, he has to make a cheshbon, a calculation with the person that bought him. Mishnasi mochrei loy, from the year that he was sold to him, ad shnasi yevil, till the year of yevil. V'yekesef mimkoroi, and the money of his, what he was purchased by, that he was bought by, b'mis bashanim, should be in the numbers of years. Ki mei socher yiyah, like the days of a hired worker, he shall be with him. Yiyah imo, he shall be with him. So Rashi, at shnasa yoivel, sharei kol atzmei leikoni, the goy did not acquire, was not koine this Jewish eved at all. Elo la'ovdei nor, for his avoya, to work for him. Ad yoivel, until yoivel. Sharei b'yoivel yetz, he goes out in yoivel. Kemo shenem lamata, it says, v'yotze b'shnasa yoivel, he goes out in the year of yoivel. Ovenochri shetachas yotcha kosov da'ud, it's talking about a goy that's under your hand, meaning you have memshal over him. Vafal pika, nevertheless, lisovi alov b'akifin, you don't come to him in a roundabout way to deal with him like a ganef, dishonestly. Nechil Hashem, because the ma'aseh Yichas Hashem could make a chil Hashem. El kashabali goyel, when the Jewish eved comes to be redeemed from a goy, yedaktik b'cheshbon, he should be mamish meticulous in making the cheshbon of the exact price of his pidyon. Lefi amagia b'chol shana v'shana, according to what each year was worth. So Yanakale Anochi, the goy, should deduct it for this Eved, Mendoma, from his original price. Im Hoyo Esimtron, for example, let's say it was 20 years. Mishanimkin, from the time he was sold, Ada Yoiv until Yoiv. Koni Besim Mona, he bought it in for 20 Mona. Nimtza comes out. Shekona Anochi Avoidus Shana, Bimona, that the goy bought the labor of Avoid of each year for 1 Mona. Let's say this Evet stayed by 5 years by him, Uvoli Goyal, and then he comes to be redeemed. Yanakaloy, the Goy has to deduct for him Chamisha Monim 5 Mone, Vitan Lay Evet, and the Evet gives him Chamisha Osam Monim 15 Mone. Vizeu, that's what it says, Vayakesav him Korbim Mismashon. The money of his what he was bought by should be in the number of years. Kimei Sachir Yimoy, like the days of a hard worker, should be with him. He has to calculate the exact amount that was set aside for each year. He was hired by him to work with him, for him. They each year for a mana. The goy minuses it, deducts it for the evet from the original price, and that's how he goes out. Pasuk Nun Aleph. Im oid rabbis bashonim. If let's say there are many, many years, Lefihen Yoshiv Geulosoi Mikesef Miknosoi. According to them, he has to repay his Geulah, this that he's being redeemed, from the money that what he was bought with. Zakrashi Moid Rabbis Bashonim, if there are yet many years, Ada Yovel until the Yovel year, then Lefihen Vagoimer, Hakol Kamashi Rashi, exactly like I said in Rashi before, Rashi says, just like I explained it. Pasik Nunbeis, Vimaat Nishar Bashonim, Achnasa Yovel, Vechishavloi. If let's say there are a few years left until the Yovel year, so he has to make a cheshbon with him, he has to calculate this with him. Kifishanov, according to his years, Yoshev es gulosoi, he has to pay back this redemption, this gula that he's being paid to him. Pasuk nun gimel. Kischir shana bishana yiyah imoy. He should be with him like a worker that's hired by the year. La yurdenu beferech le'einecho. He cannot work him through hard labor. Leinecha in your sight. Zakrashi leyudenu beferech leinecha. Kloimar va'ataroya. Meaning to say that you see it. You're not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to see that. Pasuk. Sudavashi vaitedo. Pasuk nun dalit. Vimlo yigol be'ele. If let's say he's not being redeemed by these means that the Torah mentioned. V'yotze b'shnasa yoivil. So in the year of yoivil he goes out. Hu uvon avimoy. Him and his children as well. It's like Rashi, if him lo yigol be'ele, if he's not been redeemed by these means, be'ele, what does it mean? Hu nigol, he could be redeemed. Ve'einoi nigol b'sheish, but through 6 years, that's not a way to be paid him. Hu uvan avimoi, hagoy chayev v'mezoynes bonov. The goy is chayev for the food of his children. Ki li, oh, fine. Pasuk nun hey, by maftir over here. Ki li v'nei Yisrael, for the b'nei Yisrael are to me avodim, my as slaves to me, avodai heim. They're my slaves. Asher tzeisi oisam yaretz Mitzrayim, that I took them out from the land of Egypt. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem, your God. So Rashi, k'li b'nei Yisrael avodim. The b'nei Yisrael are my slaves, slaves to me. Shtori koydim. Like Rashi said before, my contract comes before anybody else's contract. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kol ha'mishabed ben milamaton. Whoever is mishabed klal Yisrael below in this world, doyim azeh on earth. Keilu mishabed behem milamalans. Keilu is trying to be mishabed them above in Shemayim. So, meaning whoever is mishabed klai Yisrael, he's achroi for beetzem for being mishabed the nefashos and the shechina keilu. Pasuk. So with that we finish perek chafei. Now we begin perek chavov. Pasuk Aleph, Lo Yisasu Lochem Elilim. You're not allowed to make yourself getchkas, idols for yourselves. Ufesel Matseva Lo Yisakimu. And you're not allowed to be making to erect for yourselves a statue or a pillar. So Fesel Matseva, statue, a pillar, Lo Yisakimu Lochem. You're not allowed to erect for yourselves. The Evan Maskis Lo Yisitnu Ba'artzachem. And in your land, you're not allowed to place a stone floor. What are you going to do on that? L'shtach v'zalet, to bow down on it, to prostrate yourself on it. Why? Kizani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem your God. Zdar Rashi do. Oh, Zdar Rashi pasagalef le'sasu lechem keneged zeh. This, what is going? It's going keneged animker lenochi. Someone who's been sold, a yid who's been sold to a goy. Shalay yomer, you shouldn't say hoyl v'rabbi megalarais. See, my master, he's megalarais. I'm also like him. My master worships idols. I'm going to be like him. He's a Michal Shabbos. Me too. That's what says these psukim. Say that these parshiyos from Perek Chofei up until this point were all said b'seder, kiseder, in order. First, the Torah tells us about Shvius, the seventh year. If he desires money, and he wasn't shoyim Shvius, so if limker metaltalov, the end is he's going to sell all his metaltalim. That's why the Torah says, when you're going to make a sale. Max Sibbe, what does it say? Economy Adam Isech, you have to buy from the hand of your friend. Dovar Nikdam Yad Liyad, this refers to something, metaltalin, that's sold from hand to hand. Loi Chazabai, let's say he didn't do tshuva, Soif Moicher Achuzasid, and he's going to sell his Achuz, his Nachla, his Yerusha. Loi Chazabai, if he still didn't do tshuva, Soif Moicher Zbez, he's going to sell his hands. Loi Chazabai, if he didn't do tshuva, Soif Loi Vibribis, he's going to borrow with Ribis on interest. Kol Eilu Achroin is all these ones that I mentioned afterwards. Koshes Min HaRishayis are much harsher than the earlier ones. Lechazabai, if he still didn't do Yitshuva, so if Moicher is Atzmei, he's going to sell himself at the end as an Eved. Lechazabai, he still didn't do Yitshuva, Leidai Li Yisroel, it's not enough for him that he will have to sell himself to a Yisroel, Elafilu Lenochri, that he's going to even have to sell himself to a Goy. So Yeferlech, it's all a build-up. This is all a quote from the Maisa Kedushin Daf Chof Amar Aleph. The Eved Maskis, Loshen Kisei, stone floor means... Maskus is a lotion of covering. Kemoy it says v'sakoisi kapi, and I shall cover you with my palm. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the Shechina, Hashem says I'm going to go put you in the cleft of the two rocks, and I'm going to pass by and put the sakoisi kapi, and I'm going to cover you with my palm. Shemechasan akarka, because the stone covers the ground. Beritz v'savonim with the floor of stones. L'shtach v'saleo, afilu l'shemayim, even for Hashem Shemayim. L'fi yishtach, since he bowed down, b'pishut yadayim reglayim. He stretching out his hands and feet. But also, Torah last going to Torah asked to do this. Chutz min hamikdash outside of the mikdash. Ani Hashem or pasuk chof, and that we finished. Beis, that's we finished. Parshas Bahar. Es shabsoyis tishmayru. You have to observe my shabbosis. Umikdashi tiro, and you have to be have moiru mikdash. That means you have to revere the. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Zokrashi, Nemon l'shalim schar. That I'm faithful. That I'm going to pay you back your schar that you get for it. Parshas bechukoysai, pasuk gimel. Im bechukoysai teleichu. If you're going to go in my chukim, ves mitzvoysai tishmeru, and you will observe my mitzvahs. Vasisa meizim, and you will do them. Zokrashi, vos meintas. Im bechukoysai teleichu. Yochel zakim mitzvahs. You might be able to think that this means being mekayim the mitzvahs. Because when it says v'smoisa tishmoiru, you're gonna be mekayim my mitzvahs. Vasisa moisim and do them. Harikim a mitzvahs omer. So it says the kima mitzvahs. Hamani mekayim. What do I do when it says? What does it say? What does it mean when it says mechukoyzet ileichu shetiyu ameilim batoyru? That means you have to be omel. Person has to toil in toyru. Ves mitzvoyzet tishmeru. Have one mailum batoy vaitis, the gate of being toiling in toiro. Amanas lishmar v'lakayim, in order to be shomer it, to observe it, and to be makayim and fulfill all this that you learn. Like it says, ulamadatem oisam, you shall learn it, study it. Ushmartem lasoisam, you shall be shomer to do them, to be makayim the mitzvahs. Pasuk beis, if you will do that, v'nasati gishmechem be'itam, then I am going to provide you with your rains in the proper time. V'nosna oret yivulo. And the land will give forth its produce. The Eitz Asode Yitain Piriyah, and the trees of the field will give its fruit. But Zakrashi, Sati Gishmechem Beitam, Bisho Shein Derech Bnei Odom Lotzis, at a time that people don't go out. Kegoin Belele Shabbosis, and the nights of Shabbos. And there's Lemais, I saw someone has a gear says Leila Revi is also. So Kaponim, because there's a psaruch. Tumah the Gemara says in Pesachim Kufyud Beis Amud Beis that on Tuesday and Friday night, so that's when it goes around. Meila on those nights, the Baruch Hashem says nobody's out anyway. I'll give you this rain. The Eitz Asode, Hein Ilon Yisrak. These are trees that bear no fruit. Basidin Lasis Peiris. But at the end, they will produce fruit. Right now they don't have fruit, but at Sidin they will. Pasuk Hey, Vehisig Lochem Daish. It's botzir. The daish is threshing, meaning the threshing time will overtake the time of botzir of harvesting it. Uvatzer Yasek Ezara, and this time of the butzer of harvesting, or in English it's vintage, it's going to last until the time of the zriya of sowing, of planting it. V'achaltem lachmechem lasoiva, and you're going to eat your bread till you're full. V'ishaftem levetach ba'artzachem, and you will dwell securely in your land. So Rashi v'izigilchem da'ish es butzer, she'yadayish merubah, that the threshing is going to be plentiful. V'atem asukim bo, you're going to be so busy with it, ad ha'butzer, until the time of the betziru, when you harvest it, and time of the betziro, when you're going to be busy with it, achas hazor, you're going to be so busy with it until the time of the sowing. V'achaltem lachmachem l'soiva, what does that mean? Oichel kimi, is going to eat a little bit, v'mizborach b'meyav, and it's going to become brocha, an increase inside of him. Pasuk, vov v'nosati shalim ba'aretz, I am going to give peace in the land. U'shechavtem, you'll be able to lie down, vein machrid, and nobody's going to frighten you. Vishbati chayei ra'ah min ha'aretz, and I'm going to cause all these chayei ra'ah, these wild beasts, to withdraw from the land. V'cherev le'savri ba'aretzachem, and a sword will not cross your land. So Rashi, v'nasati shalom, shema toimru, maybe you will say, harei maichol, v'harei mishta, here's food, here's drink, emein shalom, if there's no peace, ain't klum, there's nothing. Tamad loimer, achet kol zayis, it says, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, I'm going to give peace in the land. Mikan, from here you see, shalom is shokol k'neged ha'kol. Peace is equal, just as everything else combined. Chayin loimer, it says, oyse shalom, uvoyriyas ha'kol, Hashem makes peace, and He creates everything. V'cherev le'savar ba'aretzachem, ein tzarech loimer, it doesn't have to say this, shalo yavoy le'mochama, that you're not going to come, that no foreign armies are going to come to war with you. Elo afilu lavor derech artzchem, even to pass through your land, mi medina le medina, from one country to the other, they're not going to even pass through. Over kolshken, they're not going to do war. Pasuk, zayin ur daftem esayvechem, you will run after, you will pursue your enemies. V'naflu lefnechem lechorev, and they will fall before you by the sword. So Rashi, lefnechem lechorev, ish becherev re'eyu, a man by the sword of his fellow friend, meaning the one that it doesn't mean fellow, right, his friendly friend, meaning the other, his comrade that he's fighting with. Pasuk ches v'radfu mekem chamisha meya, five people from among you will run after 100, umeya mekem, and 100 from among you, revolve your doifu, they will pursue 10,000. V'naflu oyveichem lifneichem lechorev, and your enemies will fall before you lechorev, by the sword. So Rashi, v'ratfu mikem min ha'chaloshim shebechem, this means from the weak ones who are among you, v'loy min ha'giborim shebechem, not from the mighty ones who are among you. Chamisha me'o me'o mikem revava, five will run after 100, and 100 will run after 10,000. V'chikach hu ha'cheshbin, is that the correct way of making the cheshbin? V'loy lo yoyitzarech loymer elo, it should have said, and 100 from among you will run, shnei Allah from your doifu, will run after 2,000. You can't compare a few people who do the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah, to many people who perform all the mitzvahs of the Torah. They're going to fall in front of you in an unnatural way. It's not the way of the land, and so they're going to start falling. Pasuk tes, and with that we get up to Chamishi. Ufanisi aleichem, I will turn to you. Vifresi eschem, and I will make you fruitful. Virbesi eschem, I'm going to increase you. Vakimoisi es brisi itchem, and I will establish my bris with you. So Rashi, ufanisi aleichem, I will turn to you. Efne mikol asokai, I'm going to turn away from all the inyanim that concern me. L'shaleim scharchem, in order to pay you reward. What could this Indian be compared to? L'melech, to a king, shesocha poilim v'chule. It says a medrash over there who hired workers, etc. K'di'isa v'toyis koyanim, like it says in Toyis koyanim. Here, so he says, what's the maishal? There was a king who hired many workers. There was one worker there who had worked for such a long time. So the workers went to go over their wages that was due to them. And this worker went with them. So the king said to that worker, my son, now I turn to deal with you. These other young men that worked with me, they worked a little bit. They worked a little bit for me, so therefore I'm going to pay them a little bit. But for you, I have a great cheshbon to settle with you. So to Klal Yisrael, in this world, they request a schar from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the other Amim, the Goyim, they also would request the Schar from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Bini, my son, I'm going to turn and be pointed with you and deal with you. These other nations, they worked a little bit for me, so I'm going to pay them a little. But you, I have a great Sechejman to settle with you. That's why it says, what Phoenicia Aleichem, the Kingdom says. So the Ber Yitzchak is Mazda, because the Ribbono Shel Olam has no Gvulim, and doesn't have to turn from one thing to the other. The Torah nonetheless uses this Lashon to indicate how great the Schar is in store for Klal Yisrael. As if Hashem would have to free himself from other inyanim that he's being Isaac to be Isaac in them. Pasuk, Vayte Rashi, Befresi Yeschem, I'm going to make you fruitful, Beperia, with fruitfulness, Verivya, and an increase of, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to increase you, meaning the population is going to increase. Verbesi Yeschem, I'm going to increase you, Bekoyma Skufa, while you're standing, Zakufa, erectly. Vakimoisi is Brisi Yitchem, Bris Chadosha, new Bris, like a Bris Rishonin, like the first Bris, Shehifarta Moise, that you, Lemaisa, were mevatalit by the Cheta Egel. This will be a ganz new bris, Shleitufa, that you're never going to be annul it. Shenemar, it says, V'charati es beis Yisrael, I'm going to enter into a bris with Klal Yisrael, v'espeis Yehud, in the house of Yehuda. Bris chadosha, a naya bris, loika bris v'goyim, not like the old bris. That Rabbi Yisai, we get up to Chamishi.